At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
Well, hello there, everybody. Welcome in after the long break. Jacob Albrock, DJ Cleland here. Glad to be back with you after a few days off to enjoy the holidays. Hope everybody had a great and happy Thanksgiving, and hope everybody is gearing up and get ready for the Christmas season. It certainly feels like December outside as we turn the calendar this morning. Glad to be here with you. We've got all kinds of fun for you today. We have, of course, our KFH hotline open for you at 869-1240. You can get in touch with the show via our video streams, 12 News Connected, YouTube, X, all the different ways to watch the show. And thank you for tuning in on the Odyssey app as well. We've got a lot of fun for you today. Paul Mills, Wichita State head men's basketball coach, should be here a little later in this hour. The Shockers fresh back from the Bahamas. An interesting trip, a disappointing trip. We'll have a lot to dig into on that. We also have Joshua Briscoe from the Chiefs Radio Network in during the show today. Boy, there's a lot to digest since the last time we talked to you. With the Chiefs, surrounding the Chiefs, what did everybody else do yesterday? They haven't played in what feels like forever. So we'll get to all of that. College football in the books. One team makes a bowl. The other team doesn't make a bowl. Of course, the other college basketball action. It's a lot to cram in here to a Monday. And it's all brought to you, What's on Tap, by Wichita Brewing Company, now featuring Christmas cocktail menu. Dazzle your date with a stockings and snowfall. Make merry with mistletoe mint or gather the girls for a pumped espresso martini. The Christmas cocktail menu now available at Wichita Brewing Company, where groups gather for the holiday season. TJ, good morning. How are you?
Jacob, I did this exercise last night for the TV biz, but we'll do it for the radio because it's even worse for radio since we haven't talked since Wednesday. We should like open this up as a poll to the listeners of what do you want us to talk about? The Chiefs might not make the playoffs. KU football didn't make a bowl. Avery Johnson openly talked about he has things to talk about regarding the transfer portal. Shocker basketball goes 0-3 in the Bahamas. Like, there's a longer list than that. It keeps on going from there. It's chaos. Like I woke up at 5 a.m. today because I'm like, I cannot miss the first start of the show because there's so much we have to talk about.
And do we even pile on the national topic of Lane Kiffin?
I know that might be Thursday before we talk about that.
And not getting to poor guy didn't even get to coach in the bowl game. Poor thing. All right. So we do have a lot and we have some great guests today for you. I think, you look across it yesterday, because it's the most recent and what happened and, you know, the Chiefs. And that was, again, a lifetime ago, their loss to the Cowboys, which we'll get into because there are ramifications there, even off the field, that they're going to have to deal with. But yesterday didn't go their way, right? You know, Houston gets a win.
I want to know the math. Win. Like, was there a number at this point?
Yeah, they got to win them all.
What will it take for them to be mathematically a limit? Like, if they lose on Sunday night, is it like the X next to their name? Are they done?
No. No, not in the standings page. Is an X next to their name in reality, though, if they lose another game? I think it might be.
An E, not an X. X means you made it.
I mean, the Colts aren't even in first place in their division anymore.
I know.
So now that tiebreaker comes into play. Do we need to start looking at Indianapolis's record and hope they have a same? They got to go to Jacksonville, to Seattle, play San Francisco. They got Houston on the road again. Their schedule gets very tough. I don't know now, is that a team that the Chiefs need to be paying attention to? Because, of course, you beat them at least, and then you win a tiebreaker. They don't win a lot of tiebreakers, but they win that one. They win the Ravens tiebreaker. They're 6-6, but so is Pittsburgh. So that could be a team that falls down. So, you root for Pittsburgh, who I don't know if you saw the hit on Aaron Rodgers. I'm not sure I've felt worse for an old man taking a hit.
I saw him sitting on the sideline with blood dripping down his face.
Yeah, he comes up after landing on his broken hand with blood on his face. And I'm like, that guy's my age. You don't just shake that off at my age. That's going to sit with you for a minute. I can't clear a cold in 2 weeks, let alone, a broken wrist and face in an NFL football game. So I don't know what the answer for the Chiefs is. All I do know, and people don't want to hear this, is I feel like they're very much alive still. And if they win them all, which is, of course, the elephant in the room, what are the chances they'll actually do that? But if they win them all, I think they would make it somehow. I think if they win every one of the rest, and it goes back to, we kept saying they needed to go 6-1. That didn't really change with the one loss. It's just that they had the one loss. And the obvious question is, can they win them all? And I don't know, man. They've got their own injury issues now to deal with. So probably not.
The biggest thing that my mind goes to is the fact that you have the Texans coming in, and the Texans are riding a 4-game win streak right now, who just beat the Colts as well. And that's the team. That's the team that you're chasing. I feel like, and they're not even in yet. But if they lose on Sunday Night Football, that's what up my mind. Just what if they lose on Sunday? What happens at that point?
If they lose on Sunday, they won't be mathematically eliminated, but I don't think they're going to make it.
It would literally take the Chargers losing out or the Colts losing
right.
out.
I don't think they'll make it at that point. The Chargers made it through yesterday. There was a brief moment where you were like, are they? And no, they're fine. You've got two games to make up on everybody, right? That's the bottom line. So you're staring at it. And if you're a Chiefs fan, and look, you need Jacksonville, the Chargers, the Colts, Buffalo, all to lose two more games. And you need Jacksonville, Buffalo to lose three more games, really, not two. So those chances, I would say, are low at this point. I think you need Pittsburgh to be better than Baltimore. And you need, which is, again, with Rodgers out, probably isn't going to happen. So Baltimore is going to get in, even though they might have a better record than Baltimore because they may win that division now. It's all a mess, man. It's a mess. But Indianapolis losing, I suppose, is a good development. Them kind of, petering out here at the end is good.
That's what I was going to say. Yesterday, watching that Texans-Colts game, is that you're sitting there thinking about, you want the Colts to win because the Chiefs could jump the Texans in the standings. But now, seeing as the way that
you want the Colts now.
Now you need the Colts to lose because, you're no longer worried about the Jags at this point, which is kind of, you can finally rest easy about that kind of. So
you don't worry about the Texans because you play the Texans. They can handle because the reality is the Chiefs have to win them all. So if the Chiefs have to win them all, you take care of the Texans on your own. You don't need help to take care of the Texans. You still need help to take care of the Colts. You need help to take care of these other teams. So the Texans, you don't worry about simply because if you don't beat them, you're not making it. So you have to just beat them, and that business is handled.
Yeah.
It's a mess.
I feel like we're talking about the Royals in September, and it sucks.
Yeah, it does. It does suck, except I think the likelihood of the Chiefs doing it is higher, even though it's not very high. It is a little higher. So we'll talk about why it will be so difficult.
It feels like it's not even up to the Chiefs. There's no destiny that's controlled by the Chiefs, I feel like.
Well, the Chiefs' problem with controlling destiny is they can't flipping win some of these games. So that's the elephant in the room, is they have to win the rest of their games, and they've got some things working against them now. We'll get into that on the other side. We're just getting revved up on Sports Daily. We got a lot to navigate on a Monday. We'll do it to the best of our ability, and then we'll continue it later in the week. Thanks for being here with us. Paul Brockton, Cleveland, we're coming up.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Six 9 1240.
Time to get busy.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily here on KFH. Jacob Albrock, TJ Cleland with you. Glad to be with you. Sports Talk on KFH presented by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Having some fun with you here on a Monday, trying to recap what has been, we have dubbed a pretty miserable sports holiday week, outside of crowning state high school football champions, kudos to the end of the football season, TJ, to you and the Ketchup Kansas gang.
Weston Sharks finally gets it done. 43 years, finally gets his first title.
Congrats to all those champions and all those that had great high school football seasons. KetchupKansas.com to get all caught up on that. It was pretty bad otherwise, though. KU basketball looked good, and we'll get to them throughout the week here. They should have Darren Peterson back now, we think. We don't know that for fact yet, I don't think. But, you know, that arrow is pointed up, but K-State basketball, Wichita State basketball.
K-State men didn't play last week, and that's the best thing that they could have done. It was a cursed week.
They did. They played Indiana, but not since we've been gone.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah.
Yeah, not since we've been gone. So, you know, it was rough. It was rough. Like, you just kept hoping for, you're like, oh, well, you know, at least we got, and I guess K-State football won. They made their bowl game. But now it's, of course, surrounded by the transfer portal and what happens there and how does that look?
Back-to-back weeks where the headlines out of Manhattan are in the post-game press conference and not in the actual football that's played on the field. We'll start there, I guess. You want to dig into Avery? Is that where you want to go next?
Yeah, that's fine. Look.
So Avery, after the game, somebody asked him the question of, you know, there's going to be questions that arise about your commitment to the program and what your future is at K-State. And he said basically that I'm committed to K-State and I love playing for Coach Klieman, but there's things that have to be, you know, addressed and that he's going to think about and pray about and talk to his parents about. And he said he was going to have a conversation on Saturday with his family and see kind of what they think about everything. And but he still remains committed to K-State and loves Kansas State. So it's a very open-ended answer that leaves two main paths open for him. But it's the first time that it's significant that it's the first time we've ever heard him talk about that there is something else out there openly. And that's the thing you take away from that.
Yeah, it's not surprising. It's on it to me. It's a pretty honest answer. And I it's about where you'd peg it, right? I've never thought, like, up until this point, I've never sat and thought, man, Avery Johnson just kind of feels like he might not want to be there, right? Or something's just off or seems weird. We got that vibe with Dylan Edwards, whether it was true or not. We've never had any of that with Avery Johnson. I don't think if Avery leaves, people ask us this all the time. I don't think if he leaves, it has much to do with his love for K-State.
And I think that's what that answer tells you as well. Yeah. I think that's very much the, I want to be here.
I think Avery loves K-State.
But like financially speaking, future speaking, like,
yeah, I think, look, K-State doesn't have the money that some of the programs that will probably court Avery Johnson have, but they probably have enough for solely Avery Johnson if they...
And listen, Avery is not making this decision to get a bigger NIL check.
I don't think so either.
It's 100%. If it happens, it's going to be because he wants to play in the NFL.
Yeah.
And if it's not trending that way at Kansas State, like playing with one of the top receiving cores in the country or something like that is going to help that a lot. And so I think that would be the reason that you do that. And I think that the other part of it as well is the fact that if you're not going to be able to do that at Kansas State and go to the NFL, like, you're trying to capitalize while you're in college. Yeah. And that's what college has become. And that's why,
well,
you know,
and it would
this
be,
is a thing.
It would be different too if he has, In the eyes of a lot of people, I think he's regressed as an NFL prospect. And so he's got to correct that too, right? Like, his ability hasn't changed. He has to go do the things we know he's capable of. And the real question is, will he be able to do that at K-State? Whether it be because of coordinators, whether it be because of, you know, his weapons to work with. I mean, you took Dylan Edwards away from him basically the entire year this year, and good for Joe Jackson for having such a great finish to the season. But you took that weapon away, kind of Jace Brown and a bunch of tight ends. No offense to the receiving core, but that's the reality of it.
Yeah, that's what it's been. That's what it was last year as well. That's what he's had.
That's why I think, as much as anything else, it's not like, it's not commitment to the program. It's not any of that stuff. It's like, if you're Avery, or if you're close to Avery, it's like, man, if you're going to be in the NFL, you have to go take a chance. And
I mean, like you said,
buy a bunch of NFL players and go put up the best season you can put up. And, you know, if you went and projected it out 2 years ago to you know, Avery Johnson's draft status, I think a lot of people would have thought of him as a first or second round pick. That's not the case right now. So he's got to recapture that a little bit. And unless something on the roster changes drastically, I'm not sure he'll be able to do it at K-State. And I'm not saying that's going to ultimately be his decision. I'm just saying that's the elephant in the room with the decision. It's not NIL money. It's not any of that. He's made lots of NIL money. Like, it's not that stuff.
I agree.
It's the next step.
It is. And I think that he's in a position where he understands. Like, that's what the biggest story about all of this is the fact that it's not, oh my gosh, like, he said something and now I feel like he's going to leave. Because you don't really feel like what he said is like, I'm out, like, I'm gone. No. Like, it's him openly being honest, which is great, about the fact of, like, I understand the situation that I'm in. And, like, and he says it out loud that I can't imagine the situation. Like, it's a pressure cooker that he's in right now, because do you want to be the Kansas kid that leaves K-State, or do you want to give yourself the best opportunity to play in the NFL? Or do you stay and just see what happens? But, like, you can't fault him if he goes. That's what we've talked about. If they make changes with the coordinators, he'll have played for four offensive coordinators in 4 years.
Right.
All of his weapons, you know, nobody knows what Jace Brown's status is. People have talked about him as well. If he's somebody that's going to leave, they don't have Dylan Edwards. Like, it's a different team that he'll play for next year. And it's not a team that's going to be projected to win the Big 12 like it was this year.
It's unfortunate. I think you just look to Will Howard. Like, we're in a weird spot too, right? Because normally we would just selfishly say, well, we want the best players to stay at K-State.
Yeah.
Like, period, full stop. This one's a little different, right? This is one of our own homegrown guys. So as we have the discussion, it's like, man, what's the best thing for him? What's the best thing for him? Because I want him playing in the NFL as much as I want him finishing his career at K-State. So it's like, we'll see what else happens with the roster, and that matters, right? But if nothing changes, if they aren't able to go, and that's probably what they're trying to do right this second and yesterday, is to go see what's out there and what big fish could they land on offense to put with him and evaluate the coordinators and do those kinds of things. But if outside of like a major tune up, it probably is best suits him as his career development to take the Will Howard path and to go try to land in a program. Now, look, here's the other part of this. Those programs have to exist too. Like, he has to have a better opportunity or he won't leave. If there's not a better opportunity, and that can be for a lot of reasons, it could be because people have lost confidence, it could be because they have their quarterback, it could be for a million reasons, then you don't just go, and I don't think he would. At that point, you just stay, right? And so I think this is far from like a final answer on any of this. And then you have the, well, what happens with the bowl game? This isn't Lane Kiffin, where it's like, don't let the door hit you on the way out. You don't get to coach for us anymore, but quick aside, we probably won't get to this today, is the correct decision.
Yes, 100%.
But it's not that. If they would love to have Avery play in the bowl game no matter what, but if Avery leaves, his next team probably would not like that, right? They'd probably like him to get wherever he's going to go as quick as he can.
If he's getting the thing, I mean, if it... It's a calendar thing. I mean, Will Howard didn't play in the bowl game whenever he left. That's what it is. This is whenever players leave. These next 3 weeks is whenever things are going
to
happen.
Yeah, we'd like to get you a month head start on things, but instead, why don't we? You know, that doesn't happen. So look, there's a lot that's going to go into it. I don't even know what I hope. I guess the best case scenario is K-State goes ham in the portal. Yeah. And brings in a ton of talented players.
The other side of this pressure cooker that we're talking about is Coach Klieman sitting in his office saying, "Oh my gosh, I don't want to speak rashly here, but like, we got the number one player in the state, the quarterback, to come to K-State that we've been trying to get for years, and we got him here, and we've given him four different coordinators in 4 years, like." We gotta go get him a team. Like, that's basically, I think, what you have to feel like you're K-State right now.
It is. And they've known that behind the scenes for a long time. I do believe that they don't talk to the players about this stuff a whole lot, before the time comes, maybe they would have had a chance.
This is the week. This is the week where you talk
about it. Right. But when people are like, oh, yeah, right. How do they not talk about it? And I'm like, man, like we've got employees for businesses. You know, I've been in past lives a manager in the position you're in now. You don't talk about that stuff before you have to. Like, it's human nature. Like, you're just like, nah, we'll deal with that later. So I believe that stuff. I believe those conversations probably are happening. But both sides have had their own personal conversations for months and have some idea of what's out there. Other teams, I'm certain, have already begun, if they weren't already reaching out to Avery's people, if I know, not
that's
Avery.
That's the other part of this that is broken about college football, is the fact that it's not tampering if you don't talk to Avery Johnson.
They can put every rule on the planet at it, and it's not gonna. That's not a real thing.
It's been a thing for decades too. It's been a thing before the transfer portal.
A new thing.
But it's a point, especially now that there's agents. And it used to be high school coaches or whoever the representative for you is going to be. That it could be a thing where he says, "All right, I'm gonna test the portal," and his agent or whoever it is can go in front of him and say, "Here's a piece of paper. We have 15 people that have already reached out." That's how this works. And it's terrifying for schools like K-State or smaller schools like Wichita State or whatever.
Has to do the same thing, though. They have to be doing the same thing right now. They've always been pretty good at it, right? They do a good job in those spaces.
They do a good job at not letting it get to the point where you're hearing from the other ones. Like Jace Brown last year, people said he was going into the portal at week 8, and then he finished the season out and then stayed. And it's that's what K-State was like, listen, hold on. Yeah. Come back, let's figure this out.
K-State, relatively speaking, has done a good job with the portal. Klieman talked after the game, was very real reporters, because I think his give a crap is broken and busted.
It was very much a job, like an exit interview for the media. Yeah.
So I think, and he was honest about it. He's like, guys, nothing's going to change while some teams have the resources they have and we don't. He is of the belief that the haves get richer and the have nots do not. I don't personally agree with that completely. I think college football is a little more even now because of the ability for the have-nots to throw something together for a special year, a la Texas Tech, a la TCU a few years ago. It's happening. Is Indiana a have? I don't think so. So I don't buy that. I'm just as a personal aside, but that's how the coaches feel right now. So we'll see what they can do in the offseason, but I don't want any excuses. Just put that out there right now. Excuses aren't going to work for me. I'm not going to sit here and watch Indiana not lose any games for 2 years. And you tell me that you have to have XYZ to be successful, because that ain't Indiana. It is just not. So get the right players and get the right coaches. KU has not been, to me, my opinion, particularly good with the roster, because I don't know what they're going to do, TJ. I don't know how this gets better for KU next year. I'm far more worried about the Jayhawks than the Wildcats. I'll just put it that way.
It's a complete other conversation that can be had as well. And it's because of it's because they lost, but it's kind of what it was said in the post-game press conference there as well. Leipold said, he's like, we have expectations at KU now, and we didn't meet them again. And that is my fault. I didn't coach this team good enough to meet the expectation. And that's my biggest question from that. True. Is the fact of, what are the expectations at KU?
Well, the KU expectations need to be to go to a bowl game every year.
They are. They went below. Don't get me wrong. They went below the expectations. But what is reasonable? What do they want to do? What would KU fans be happy with?
Look, Lance Leipold now in 5 years has had one winning season. Okay. I get it. I'm not saying this is a Leipold issue completely. It's not. But Leipold took this program from the ashes, right, to get to two straight bowl games, and now they've missed two straight, and they've only been above 500 one time in 5 years. So yes, he has carried them out of this, but now what should the expectation be moving forward? They're building a brand new stadium. They're spending it should be to at minimum make a bowl game every year.
Yeah.
So that's the expectation. that situation may be a little tenuous next year. Yeah. If we're sitting in this same position next year with KU, it'll be real uncomfortable. The discomfort some people think might be there or should be there with K-State, that's probably more realistic for KU.
Yeah. I think the it's a weird conversation to have, because like looking at that resume for Lance Leipold, like from what we know now, it looks like, man, they only had one winning season in the last 5 years.
They should build a statue for him at the same time.
Do you feel like they should be a lot better than that? But then you look back at where it was in 2020 and it's like, holy cow, they won 5 games back-to-back years. Like
it's that's okay. Like that's all fine. Like that it's all true. Right. You could build a statue for Leipold for you know, bringing the program out of the ashes, but they're out now and they have to win games. And so it's like, okay, what is the next step for them? And I think the problem for me is like, what's going to be on this roster? I know they feel good about like their high school class, but how much does that even matter anymore?
It's going to have to be what they did this year. This year was a portal class and those guys are graduating. They're going to have to go do it again.
Lee, I'm worried.
I cannot imagine being a college football coach. Like college basketball sounds pretty fun because you only really have to portal hard for a couple of weeks.
Need 4 or 5 guys, right?
Yeah. You need Lance Leipold has to go get 50 players in the next couple of weeks, basically.
I tell people that all the time. College football, like, I don't know why anybody would ever choose that over pro. Like, ever. I don't know why. But Godspeed, gentlemen. Let's go get it done this offseason, Klieman and Leipold. I know Klieman's not technically to the offseason yet, but this is the portaling season. Get it done. We're all pulling for you. Good luck.
We've gone full tilt from 2 years ago talking about they're both in a bowl game. Like, we've got two dark horse Big 12 contenders in the state of Kansas. This is going to be awesome. And now it's like, holy cow, what are they going to do for the next couple of weeks? Like, full tilt.
Full tilt. I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know what to tell you. We are joined now by Shocker head men's basketball coach, Paul Mills. Coach, welcome back from the Bahamas. How are you this morning?
Well, it is good to be back in cold Kansas rather than sunny Bahamas after an 0-3 trip there.
Yeah, I bet winter wonderland looked like a winter vacation to get out of there, come back to Kansas, I imagine. Get back in the roundhouse and start practicing, I imagine, is what you're really looking forward to.
Yeah, I was obviously disappointed in the outcomes of those games, but you get back and you're like, man, you're just so anxious to get to work. So Wichita was a welcome sight, despite I'm in the super minority of people who would probably this time of year choose the Wichita over the Bahamas.
Yeah, you're in the minority on that weather for sure. Coach, we can get to the games individually in a little bit. I think the question that would jump to my mind first is, how's the response been from the players to three tough losses, two of them very tough that you feel like you could have won for sure, but are they responding appropriately to that, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think six halves of basketball, one of them was just an awful half, and they responded. I thought we did a good job there in the second half against Colorado State. You're down 21, you turn around and turn it into a 5-point game. And so the fight's what it needs to be. We didn't play great in any of them. It's really rare, the St. Mary's, we lose the rebound margin and the turnover margin, but those are two areas of the game that we have to win. And we didn't win the turnover margin there against, Western Kentucky. And, you know, you had a 9-point lead and they go to, what's commonly referenced as a junk defense, and played some zone. We were able to get there, go to some junk. So all of the things that systematically you haven't seen that your players are kind of in the first time, it's good. I hate to say it, but it really is beneficial that you kind of get exposed to this stuff in November rather than sometime in February.
Yeah, Coach, talking about the first two games at least, you know, something that stuck out to me that you talked about in the post-game press conference down in the Bahamas that Taylor asked you about is the fact that, you know, you at that point you had lost to Boise State, St. Mary's, and Colorado State, and then all three of those games, it was kind of the comeback effort right till the very end, and then you just didn't quite get there. You know, there's two sides to think about it, is the fact that, you know, we went out, we battled against a good team, and the other part of it that you kind of talked about is that this is getting old and we need to stop doing this. You know, are those frustrating for you?
Yeah, I think you have a little bit of timidity, just because, I mean, this is a new group. Nobody that we played, that we play, was on this team a year ago. And it wasn't like, you know, I think a lot of teams in college basketball are new. And so there's some timidity there where there needs to be more aggression. And I think we saw that in the second half of Colorado State. Like, I just thought we were very aggressive. We were relentless on the glass. I thought our pressure defensively picked up. And you know, we saw that carryover. That there was some carryover against Western Kentucky. I thought schematically just the problems that they presented and how we approached it, how we attacked it, that was different. But I do think that the aggression after that first half of Colorado State, but yeah, you don't want to continue the same story. Like, listen, they'll fight back, but when they start fighting is after they get punched. Yeah. Like we need to be way more aggressive from the jump.
So then being like you talk about this all the time and I love it. You're not ever staying the same this time of year. You're getting better. You're getting worse. I think,
yeah.
You know, in the rearview mirror, if we put that there, getting better looks pretty good, I think, this year in the American. Like, you know, the outcomes weren't where you want them, but I see a team that feels like they're going to be able to compete in this league at the highest level.
Yeah, I mean, I do too, and nothing really takes away from that after the trip to the Bahamas. I think what you have to get, everybody's heard Nick Saban 101, that if you start thinking about the outcome, you are doing yourself a disservice. Like, you have to think about the steps involved and be involved in the moment. You know, what Coach Saban would often reference as the process. And I just think you have to have players that are super committed to the moment. And so that means finding a way to have a good practice today. And I don't know that we can just think about outcomes. We have to think about the steps that are needed in order to get the outcomes. But the outcomes are byproducts of doing things the right way. And I think, you know, again, it's I don't know that I think everybody understands this, right, that you have to go through some trials and you have to remain steadfast in those trials. And there has to be a hunger to improve from those situations that are disappointing. And we went back. We were practicing last night. I think our guys were actually anxious to practice and thought we could address some of those issues and obviously feel good about just who we are and what we're doing.
Yeah, so it's kind of like drinking from a fire hose with the amount of information that you learn in 3 days about this team. When you get back-to-back-to-back games like that, that's a lot of film to watch. But is there a common theme? Is there one thing that you really didn't like that you saw in the Bahamas that you want to clean up as you go into this next week?
Well, I would tell you that the biggest thing, you know, one, the big takeaway is we are legit on the glass, right? I mean, you go look at it. We're legit on the glass. My biggest takeaway is let me go back. We're legit offensively on the glass. We are not legit defensively on the glass. And that is the big takeaway. We have to find a way when you lose 3-2 possession games. Like, our rebounding rate is right around that 70%. I think it's exactly 70% for the year, but it's hovered right around. We've got to find a way to get 2 and 3 more possessions via defensive rebounding. And some of that is with the team. When you see these perimeter shots, these shots outside the three, we are way too committed to getting closer to the rim rather than protecting the paint. Right? Long shots equal longer rebounds. And we're not establishing an extended radius that we need to establish to get those 2 and 3 possessions. So As much as we drill it, as much as we talk about it, that's one of those habits that we have to create now that we're moving into December.
Coach, moving into December, what we have coming up next here, Mount Marty, that'll be tomorrow night. It'll be good to get home. And then it's, I don't know Northern Iowa yet, and I don't know if you've had a chance to study them at all yet, but what does this week look like with another true road game looming?
Yeah, one, playing Mount Marty tomorrow. Marty Gross is a longtime assistant. He and I worked at here at Wichita State with Coach Marshall. He and I were together at Rice, and so he'll have a team really prepared in order to play. But it comes at a good time for us simply because we need to address some issues stylistically that other teams challenge us with. So we need to organically be able to get the ball in the post, get the ball to Kenyon. And then I just don't know enough about Northern Iowa. I think they have one loss. And, you know, being a former Missouri Valley foe, I think people in Wichita understand how tough an environment that is to go on the road to play at Northern Iowa. So we're looking forward to that one Saturday night at 7 as well.
There you go. Coach, did you happen to say that the head coach of Mount Marty's name is Marty?
He's actually the assistant head coach. Mount Marty has their own Marty over there on the bench.
There you go. You've talked about, you know, you guys have had, you know, friends the past couple of years come into play and everything like that. You've talked about this because there's no net impact is a big reason to get these games on schedule. You're a proponent of these kind of games.
Yeah, you know, one, you have budget issues, so I don't.
You got to fill the schedule.
Yeah, I don't know if you know what it costs to bring a team to Coke Arena, but it's not cheap. Yeah. You know, we're not football to where you pay $800 to $1.2 million to the opposition, but it's a pretty costly venture. And at the same time, if you've watched us, we've played these games like either right after Christmas, which was last year, kind of make sure guys, hey, do y'all remember basketball after these 5 days y'all been off? This one, hey, after the Bahamas, it's either after an MTE or before an MTE. So I think, regardless of how these events go, you know, I was talking to some people at UConn. They went to Maui last year, went 0-3, and then came back and won that next game by a lot. And I just talked to them about, hey, how did you strategically plan this? And you just know 3 games in 3 days, you're kind of just thinking through availability. Is there going to be fatigue? All of the issues that come into it. And I will tell you, Mount Marty's in South Dakota, and I think they're having a winter storm. And so I actually think they're pretty excited about getting to Wichita.
I bet so. They drive it, you know, the less snow. We've seen those forecasts. I hope to see you guys with the hair on fire and everything. I would imagine these guys are ready to get on the court, get out of your practice.
Trust me, they are sick of that film room right now.
Yeah, it's got to be a little unpleasant. Coach, we appreciate it. Glad you guys made it back safe. It'll be tomorrow night, 6:30 against Mount Marty. Good tip time. You can go to GoShockers.com, look for your tickets there. And, of course, you can hear the game over on KYN. Coach, we appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Here goes Paul Mills, Wichita State head men's basketball coach. I don't know. Like when we look at that turn, the Western Kentucky game was to me like that one's the disappointing one.
Yes, 100%. The other two, he's exactly right. That the fact of it's such a weird week because you know you think about week. They almost beat St. Mary. Like we were almost talking about playing in a third place game. You know,
right?
And Colorado State narrowly lost.
I hope everybody on this show, like I'm an optimist by nature, but we're also trying to be very real about what we're seeing on this show. Like I was so excited as an example for K-State basketball and the way that was looking. And I got to be honest now. I'm like, well, maybe I was off on that. That maybe that was a little premature. The Shockers have been very excited about comparatively to the last couple of years. And I still do feel that way on December 1st. I still feel like when it stacks up against the rest of the American and it looks like Memphis is not going to be some juggernaut this year, I still kind of like their chances to
to be real competitive near the top of the league. I think it'll work, but it'll be really nice to see them get back on the court.
He's exactly right, though, in the thing that he said about the fact, and St. Mary's and Colorado State, and I agree, Washington, Kentucky sucks. You should have won that game. St. Mary's and Colorado State, like, and Boise State, like, you went into a tough
those
place.
Were all potential tournament teams.
And yeah, they're all good teams, and you had them on the ropes in the final seconds of the game.
Yep.
But the fact of the matter is that you got punched in the mouth first, and then you took a step back. And like, well, if they can change the fact of getting off to a hotter start against these good
don't
teams,
don't get punched,
like,
in the mouth.
You
right?
can beat any. You can beat. They've shown you they can probably beat anybody.
They're coming back the way that you want them to. They're responding within games.
The other
the way that
one,
you want
one more
them
thing
to.
Here before we get into this. They've dominated the non-conference the past couple of years and then skidded to start conference play.
Right.
Maybe he's right. Maybe this is what you need.
Well, it is. Like, I don't disagree with that. And now come out of a game and don't get punched in the mouth first. Because we know you'll come back and try to finish the fight. Like, we've seen that. That's clear. Don't get punched in the mouth first. I think that's the next lesson for this team. And we'll see him this week. Northern Iowa, by the way, almost a mirror image in the KenPom of Wichita State. So that'll be a good test, too. All right, we're coming back. We got another hour of Sports Daily. Josh Briscoe, Chiefs Talk. Don't miss it.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.